I tell you, Omni Consumer Products can no longer afford to maintain RoboCop. Just look at the damage he did to one of our own facilities. This alone proves that the RoboCop project is wasteful and inefficient. Until the introduction of Ed 260, that is. Thank you, sir. I have set up a simple demonstration of Ed 260's traffic control capabilities. I'm sure you'll find it most enlightening. Yes, sir, I'll begin at once. If you'll please excuse me.
Ah, Strobocop! He's embarrassed me once too often, and now he's going to pay.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I'm looking for the vandals. I assure you, I do mean business. Serious business. I've heard that you gentlemen have some unusual abilities. I will pay you handsomely if you'll use those talents to go on a widespread crime spree. I believe that if crime goes unchecked in old Detroit, RoboCop will be discredited.
Diswhatted?
It will make him look bad.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
I will also provide you with any technical assistance you might need. You see, this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that RoboCop is an utter failure. OCP should put a stop to Dr. Tyler's wasteful project at once.
You may have a point there, Dr. McNamara. Since OCP runs the police force, the possibility of lawsuits resulting from this cancerous crime wave could cost the company millions.
Then you'll reconsider the RoboCop project, sir? Yes, sir.
Excuse me? But I have work to do.
RoboCop may be a hero for now, but someday I'll show the world what he really is. Just a pile of nuts and bolts.